Tonight's Marah will go back to the beginning of the parsha. The Torah lists the passing of Sarah and the requirement that Avram had, of course, to bury her. And when the Torah opens up, very famously, with the age of Sarah. Sarah died at 127 years old, but the Torah lists it, instead of saying she was 127, the Torah breaks it down into three components. Mea Shana, Asrim Shana, V'sheva Shana. She was 100 years, and 20 years, and 7 years. And we then have to add it all together, three different sentences, to come up with the 127. Rashi, of course, is very bothered, as is Chazal. Why not just say it straight? Why do we break it down into the three different numbers? And Rashi says it's really to highlight that each of the stages was something unique unto itself. She wasn't just 127, but when she was 100 years old, meaning when she was right at the end of her life, she was like she was 20 l'chet. What does it mean that at the end of her life she was still only like 24 sin? Ma ben arbat chaf loy chatos. Just like somebody who's 20 or under has no sin on their record. She'ein abas onshin. In the heavenly court, even though down here, once you're 12 or 13, we consider you responsible. But in the heavenly court, there's no heavenly punishments given out until a person achieves 20 years of age. Why that is a different discussion. That's just the way that it is. So the Torah's highlighting she was 120 and 7. What's the highlighting to 20? Because even at the end of her life, she was still like a 20-year-old when it comes to purity of soul, that she was without sin. And then why do we then say, and 7? To say that even when she had achieved, and she will always remain like a 7-year-old when it comes to beauty. In the same way that a 7-year-old has a certain innocence, a certain purity of beauty of a young girl, she maintained that beauty her entire life. And therefore, those two components are being highlighted by breaking down her age, not just saying 127 and 20 and 7, that she was pure of sin and pure of beauty. That is the drasha that Rashi quotes. Maral is bothered. He says, it's so funny, he says, that we highlight her beauty. Why is that? Not only here where Chazal are highlighting her beauty, but really throughout the Chumash, all of the Imos are described as women of great beauty. Esther is described of a woman of great beauty. Why does the Torah highlight their beauty, particularly when we say every Friday night, Pasuk in Mishle, Sheker Achein, Behevel Ayofi, a trait is not external beauty. We don't care. It's not of interest. And yet, all of the Imos are highlighted, specifically Ishu Yifas Torah, Yifas Mareh. We describe how beautiful they are. Chazal pointing out over here that she was her whole life like the beauty of a 7-year-old. So the Maral here answers this by describing something which is a theme he has already described, and we've seen it numerous times, and that is the two chalak and the two components of the human being, the guf and the neshama, the physical body that we have, which houses, of course, our neshama. And he says this drasha, which Chazal are highlighting two things, sin and beauty, are touching on her shleimus, on Sarah's completion in both of those realms, both of the spirit, the neshama, and that of the guf. And there she was shava, I saw shleima b'chol. She was shleima b'chol elu. She was complete, whole, and perfect in both of these. V'lo haya b'chisaron, and had no lacking whatsoever. Now, when it comes to the shleimus ha-nefesh, the shleimus of the spirit, so that's clear. The Torah is describing the highlighting of the 120 and 7, that even at the end of her life, she was like a 20-year-old when it came to sin. Pure, clear, clean, had not done anything wrong, and her spirit was the same at the end of her life in the same way that it was even before she was held accountable to any punishments, and her slate, so to speak, her neshama was clear. But the Torah also highlights the guf, also highlights the physical body. The Maral writes, Vayofi hazeh, Einu lefi hateva. The Torah is not really describing lo ayri just biyofi. We're not just talking about physical beauty, but says the Maral, it's a yofi that's einu lefi hateva, leharo shehaguf hu naki v'hu bahir mibli siyag. But to describe that the body was reflecting an inner beauty, and he writes as he does elsewhere. Often the body, the physical body, in the language of the Bali Machshava is chomer, achur, it's mundane, it's dark. I don't want to use the word dirty, but it pulls us down. The neshama is always trying to pull us up, and the body is lazy, the body is slow, the body is interested in physical pleasures. And that's the tension that we have. But, says the Maral, when a person allows their soul to conquer so much so their body, the body then radiates with the inner light of the soul. The tension is, so to speak, one. There is a tension we live with, but the soul can win out, the neshama can win, so that the body then reflects that purity. An idea we find by Moshe, the Torah says at the end of his life, he was not weakened of spirit at all, his body wasn't weakened. 120 years and all that he'd been through, the neshamas, and you sometimes see that if you have the ability to be in the presence of somebody great, there's a radiance in their face, there's a radiance in the smile, there's a spiritual element that takes over the physical body that reflects. You can see a certain person and you see there's a certain stature of ruchnius that can be reflected on the outside. That's the beauty that's described, specifically why Chazal described the beauty of a child. We're not just talking about a beauty pageant where somebody looks beautiful as they age. We're talking about the innocence and the purity of a child when a grown-up has that type of beauty, as the Torah describes, kibas sheva, like when she was seven, that comes from the neshama and the purity that it takes over even into the physical guf. It's naki and bahir. It's clean and radiant. And that's the element that Chazal are pointing out at the end of Sarah's life, the two things that the Torah is highlighting by doing 120 in terms of chet and in terms of beauty, that both beguf and b'neshama, they were both pure, they were both radiant on together, not just the nefesh, but the nefesh and the guf. And that's the praise that we give to Sarah, and by extension, really, to all of the Imos when we take time to describe their physical beauty. Rabbi Hanani.